As soon as Alistair mentioned sectarianism, I thought of my songs about sectarianism of a different sort, a decidedly less important form of sectarianism, but one that I felt was worthy of a song. It is dedicated to somebody that at least two people in this room have met before. He was at Camp Casey last summer, and along with lots of other people. And of course, it was getting lots of media, and people were coming from all over the place, people who had never heard of the peace movement before, who never had any idea that GIs were often, and their relatives often, in the forefront of the peace movement historically. You know, people don't know any of this stuff, and yet they're hearing about it on mainstream news, and they're coming to Crawford in fairly large numbers, which was very exciting. Meanwhile, the people who had been involved with sort of activism were also there, right? So there was this one guy I heard about from Oklahoma who came there having never heard of the peace movement before, and he wanted to meet Cindy and see what's going on there. And he gets to Crawford, and he hears people talking about how what a drag it is that Crawford is in a dry county, ironically, with one of the world's most famous alcoholics living there. He hears about that, and he thinks, you know, he'll do a nice thing, gets back in his car, drives 50 miles, gets a case of beer, Bud, brings it back. No sooner does he get it out of the trunk than somebody's complaining to him that he brought the wrong kind of beer, you know, it's corporate beer, whatever. It's a fine point, you know, Bud, it's not good for you, it's corporate, etc. It's a conversation worth having, but do you have to have it on the first day that the guy's exposed to the progressive movement? You start criticizing him. Except I've lost my moral backbone and become, you know, bourgeois and whatever else. I don't drive a car because they run on gas, but if I did, it'd run on biomass. I ride a bike or sometimes a skateboard. So fuck off all you drivers and your yuppie hordes sitting all day in the traffic queues. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't eat meat. I just live on moldy chives or the donuts that I found in last week's dumpster dives. Look at you people in that restaurant, I think you are so sad when you could have been eating bagels like the ones that I just had. I think it is a shame all the bourgeois things you do. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't wear leather and I like my clothes in black, and I made a really cool hammock from a moldy coffee sack. I like to hop on freight trains, I think that is so cool. It's so much funner doing this than being stuck in school. I can't believe you're wearing those brand new shiny shoes. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't have sex, and there will be no sequel, because heterosexual relationships are inherently unequal. I'll just keep on moshing to anti-flag and crass until there are no differences in gender, race, or class. All you brainwashed breeders, you just haven't got a clue. I'm a better anarchist than you. I don't believe in voting, I think consensus is the key. I don't believe in stupid notions like representative democracy. Whether or not it works, I know it is the case that only direct action can save the human race. So when I see you in your voting booths, then I know it's true. I'm a better anarchist than you. I am not a pacifist, I like throwing bricks, and when the cops have caught me and I've taken a few licks, I always feel lucky if I get a bloody nose, because I feel so militant and everybody knows. By the time the riot is all through, I'm a better anarchist than you. I'm a better anarchist than you.